Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Vingan from The Athletic taking you through this Wednesday morning. And we're pleased to welcome our good friend Sean Henry, Predators president and CEO, to the microphone. Sean, hope you and the family are doing well during this time. What's going on?
Well, probably a lot like you. You know, trying to figure out what to do every day and take advantage of this pause to see if we can move some of the things we do in our organization forward and, you know, try to celebrate all the heroes that are out there, from the healthcare workers to those volunteering, to those truck drivers and people at grocery stores. Just say thank you to them and figure a way to help the companies that are struggling to stay open and keep some employees rolling.
Sean, it is, you know, really cool to see just the support that people are kind of rallying around, from the healthcare workers, the doctors, the nurses, grocery store workers, everybody that's having to go out there and do their normal jobs in what right now is in harm's way. It's just amazing kind of the strength that these people have shown during this time.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's a group of people that wake up that aren't heralded, that, you know, are just a piece of the machine that runs all of our healthcare systems, that are making a choice to go into work every day. And like you said, they're putting their own health at risk. They're isolating themselves from their family, and they're doing things that we're not doing. The rest of us are just supposed to try to stay at home, stay away from each other, do what's right. And ideally, you know, let's order some takeout food and support those that are trying to open their doors and keep some of their employees flowing. And, you know, our job's pretty easy, but those people that are doing things every day that make a difference to make the next, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, wherever it's going to be, a little bit easier on the rest of us. They really are the ones that we should be celebrating.
Sean, what has been the response to the organization, of course, with the season being paused? You talked about several initiatives that were being taken up by the team. Give with us, eat with us, volunteer with us. We've seen the billboards around town. How has that been going? What's been the response in the community to those initiatives?
Well, I think it's been pretty good. You know, you have two ways of looking at things like this. You can cry about it every day, or you can wake up and figure a way to amplify other people's messages and talk about the good things that are happening in the community. And we choose the latter side of that. You know, we have 300 full-time employees that, you know, are still with us, and we're making sure that happens, that we're trying to engage on a different level. We've probably made about 13,000 phone calls to season ticket holders, mini plan holders, sponsors, premium people, our partners, community relations partners, from people that you don't normally hear from. You're used to hearing from your sales staff, service staff, maybe me, some of our executives. But now we're looking at everyone in the organization, from our engineers to our food and beverage guys, reaching out to some of our clients. And I think just hearing that phone call or the email message or the text message saying, hey, how are you doing? Just want to thank you for what you built with Smashville goes a long way, because, again, we're all so focused on a lot of the darkness in front of us, which you get. You understand, we're trying to struggle through school at home for all of our kids, new skills for all of us, whether we're failing or not. There's a lot to worry about. The best thing sports can do sometimes is make you forget about that and pull the community together. The best way to do that is with our games. Obviously, we don't have that right now. So the second best way is to reach out from the people who work for the team just to say, hey, thanks for what you created. We're going to get through this together, and we'll get outside of it. We will be a stronger organization for it. There's no doubt about it. We're going to be a stronger community because of all the things we're doing for each other.
Sean Henry on the line with us here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Sean, what is the Henry family doing to pass the time at home? Any shows or movies that the family is watching together?
Yeah, so I don't understand how or why, but I'm busier during the day. It's weird. You know, I'm on all the video conference calls, so you got to change your wardrobe in a fun way to keep them light. Phone calls around the clock, from the league to local to our business partners. And when I take a break, I'll pop upstairs, and there's some fun things going on in my house. And, you know, my wife's making this a really fun pause for our kids. All four of them are back home, from my adult son to my college-age students, my high school daughter to my middle school daughter. And I posted a video the other day of something that they created, kind of a physics exam, I guess it was, and they all got an A. Of a golf ball rolling down the stairs over hockey sticks that ignited our remote control Zamboni that hit our goal light. It was pretty cool. So things like that every day. I think we bought every puzzle in Smashville, putting those together, every Lego in the world. And then we actually do a family movie night every single night, and it's fun. You know, our cooking, everyone gets a chance to show off what they can do or not do. We call it our own version of Chopped. You go to the grocery store, get whatever you can scavenge, and then you bring it home, and someone has to make something out of it. And my 12-year-old basically set up a Japanese steakhouse grill the other night, and it was really fun to watch. So, like a lot of people, you're trying to make the best of it, and you're discovering, you know, some really cool things with your family, and it's nice.
Sean, obviously, a thing that people may not think about during a time like this is the need for blood donations. There's a shortage going on right now. How can people help out in that area?
Well, you got to sign up and give. And, you know, I think there have been over 250 blood drives canceled in the past 30 days or so. Our own was canceled that we're going to do before a game. And yesterday and today were our two featured off-site blood drives. They both filled up. We blew it out of the water. But we'll probably do more of them. But you need to head over to the Red Cross website, find where they're doing some donation sites or set up in unique places to make it easier for all of us. But it is, it's one of those things that continues to mount day by day. The stockpile of fuel gets lower and lower and lower, and your blood only lasts so long. So if you have a chance to go out and give, you know, please do so. There are so many ways to help this community move forward, whether it's ordering takeout, you know, ordering things online from local shops or stores, you know, to be delivered to your house or curbside pickup. One of the biggest and easiest things to do is donate blood. So just go over to the Red Cross website, and you'll find a site right near you to give in the next couple, 2-3 days.
Preds president and CEO Sean Henry on the line with us. And, Sean, we've been kind of going through here on the show some of our favorite sports moments to look back on. As far as the non-hockey sports moments are concerned, as you were growing up, what are some of your favorite memories as a sports fan growing up?
You know, there are a handful that jump out for me. You know, the first was 1976, Chris Samuels' home run to put the Yankees back in the World Series for the first time in 12 years. I think I was 9 years old. I was turning 10 years old that day. And I met him the night before at JCPenney. It was a rainy, cold day. Made my dad take me up to meet Chris Chambliss, and I was the last in line. The line got cut off in front of me. Somehow my dad talked the guy to let me get up to the autograph line, and I'll never forget, you know, Chris Chambliss told me we were going to win tomorrow, and I just assumed he did it for me. You know, as a 9-year-old, that's pretty special. 96 was a good day. Got to celebrate the Yankees winning the World Series in person, getting hugged by Dave Winfield, which is pretty cool. At about 2 in the morning, I was sitting on the pitcher's mound celebrating with some of my best friends in the world. We all used to work for the same company back then, worked there. And then I guess the Giants Super Bowl time and time again, especially when we got to beat up on your hero, Tom Brady, virtually every time we play him in the postseason, ruin their perfect season. So there are a lot of good moments. You know, for me, it's not so much about when your team wins or loses. It's what was built around it. And each one of those high points I mentioned, it was something to do with my father or my really good friends or celebrating with my kids. And, you know, it's that's what's special about sports. You remember certain things. It's like, you know, game 6 you were just talking about. What I remember about that was Ryan Johansson and Kevin Fiala waving the towel, you know, come out on crutches and in a wheelchair. And, you know, that's almost as emotional as winning the game. So it's normally, to me, the storyline around the game and who you're with than so much the final outcome.
Sean, later today here on ESPN 102.5, The Game, we are going to replay Game 6 of the 2017 Western Conference Final. Of course, the series-clinching game that sent the Predators to the Stanley Cup Final. We all have memories of that particular game. Does one stick out for you?
Yeah, I think after the game was over, and obviously the whole game was great, fun, and the noise in the building, it shouldn't shock any of us, but it did reach new levels. You know, you almost had a hangover the next day just from the noise vibrations in your brain. But afterwards, again, for me, you know, being with my family, hugging on them in the locker room around the trophy, knowing what was about to happen and where we were going and what we got a chance to do. But it was also an opportunity to step back and pause a little bit and, you know, reflect on what we created, you know, in Smashville with our fans and really from our fans. And when Tom Seagram became chairman back in 2010, I was fortunate enough to come here. We laid out a vision that, you know, we could compete with anybody. We could remove the word no from our vocabulary and put this organization in a position that maybe people didn't think we could reach. Obviously, we fell short just a few weeks later of the ultimate prize. But you sit back after that game and recognize, oh, my gosh, we did it. And now we're going to stay here. All we got to do is keep doing our job. We have a chance to compete at the highest levels year in and year out. And it was something that was emotional. Right now I'm getting, you know, chills down my spine, because it's so humbling to be a part of creating something so much fun and so special that really supersedes wins and losses. But let's face it, when you have a trophy, it reinforces some of those wins. And, of course, you know, we fell a couple of games short in the finals, but put us on a plane that we don't want to get off of. And it's addictive. You want to stay on there. You want to keep chasing it. And I love the fact that our anticipation expectations from ourselves and the community, all of you guys, are that's the prize that we have to chase and we got to achieve it. So I think after the game, just being with my family and kind of hugging on them and, you know, letting some tears flow, it was something special.
Sean Henry, our guest here on Morning Drive. Sean, last thing for you here before we let you go. You guys have been re-airing games on Fox Sports Tennessee. We've done so here as well on ESPN 102.5 The Game. What's kind of been the reaction from fans that you've seen for some of the games that we've re-aired here? And also, I know a big slate of games coming up this weekend on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. There will be games re-aired on Fox Sports Tennessee as well.
Yeah, I think it's been fun. And, you know, when I check my position or who pays me at the door and, you know, just become a fan, which I get to do with these re-airs, it's fun to watch games. You know what's going to happen in the game, but you still get emotional. You still get excited. And then I think some of the unique surprises that we drop into each one of those re-airs, whether it be, you know, Frosties being delivered in a re-air or, you know, whatever gimmick there may be, it's fun. You see how our broadcasters, with their personalities, interact with the game. You're going to see something special tonight, I think, with Chris Mason and Pecorine. And, of course, tonight is the goalie goal. And if you don't get happy watching the entire team and Pekka after that goal, there's something wrong with your soul, because it is fun. But then tomorrow night, or Friday night rather, the NHL is featuring us on their Friday Feels or Feel Good Fridays.
Yeah.
We'll be airing our first game coming out of the tornado devastation. And I think that really showed how unique Smashville is. And so it's nice that the league recognizes what we are as well, and, you know, selecting us to kick off some of their emotional series, and then, you know, Sunday we go into it. But I think the fun part is, again, we all get to sit down around the TV. We know what's going to happen. The game's a little bit faster than you're normally used to watching and broadcast, but it's fun to be quote-unquote normal for a little window, and hopefully we make it a little bit more entertaining with a few surprises that we drop in.
Predators president and CEO Sean Henry has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Sean, thanks as always for joining us, my friend, and I hope you and your family continue to stay well during this time.
Well, thank you, guys. But I'm curious, how can you decide when the last question is on the segment? Next week, I decide when we're done, okay?
That's fine. We can do that. That's fine. You can talk as long as you want to, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the opportunity, and I hope you all stay safe as well. And remember, we're going to get through this together in Nashville because of, you know, we have great leaders and we have really wonderful people doing things that we take for granted a lot of days of the year. But right now, those people are on the stage and the spotlight, and let's get out of their way and celebrate them, make it easier for them. So thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you. When we come back, Frank Reich has spoken on the signing of Philip Rivers with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Staley and Adam Vingan on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.